with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen studios. Our friends at Standard Kitchens just got done remodeling all seven of their kitchen stores. You got to get in and check one of those out if you're in West Michigan. A lot of really cool stuff and up to date and ready to rock. But Barbecue Bob, we've been talking about Michigan Fresh and the vegetables that are coming out of all the gardens and the roadside stands
right now.
And yep, we hit the corn pretty hard on the last segment. So what's our next vegetable on the table?
Well, I just want to mention we're going to get into some meats in the fourth segment. So
can't have a show on vegetables.
No,
man. Not the whole dang thing.
But they are often overlooked.
Sure.
Just like the peppers are overlooked. We can do tomatoes, but something as simple as just a green pepper cut into quarters or in halves and put some sort of a little stuffing inside it. I don't care what you put it. If you want to put Spanish rice in it, if you want to put taco meat with some cheese on top, whatever you want to put in, green peppers are really good for you, and they're just fantastic on the grill. All peppers change flavor on the grill, just like tomatoes do.
Right.
Most vegetables do. Their characteristics change. But
especially like a hot pepper. I mean, if you're not off a green pepper, they get more mild. That's exactly right, when you roast them. Right?
Yeah, we very often go for Mexican when we're out for lunch during the week. If we happen to rendezvous for just a little quick lunch and grab a chat, show plan kind of prep, we'll very often hit Mexican. And I always ask them for those grilled peppers.
Right.
And
the jalapenos, they're tolerable for me. I mean, they're probably a little mild for you, but that makes them tolerable for me.
Well, I love them. The flavor's awesome. You could do it with habanero too.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
So you've got a lot of ways to go with peppers there, and that's just a great thing to grill. If you don't have a grill basket, there's another reason to get one. Cut them up, toss them in the oil and spices, throw them on that basket, and just start just shuffling it like a pan of Jiffy Pop.
Right.
And, man, people go nuts when you bring that in and put it on the table.
Right.
And with the right basket, you can take the handle off it and just leave that basket on the table.
Yeah. The other thing with these peppers is that they make – this time of year, I love shish kebabs. I just think it screams summer. We do them a lot in the fall with tailgates because it's food with a handle. That's a whole nother show. But this time of year – with seafood or chicken or beef or pork, any of that.
Got to have green peppers.
It's got to have green peppers on there. It's colorful, and you got the orange ones, the yellow ones, the red ones. You can use all those too, but it's
green
flavorful.
Ones are a different flavor.
Yeah, they are. And just a really, really versatile vegetable. And, boy, you throw out some – and here's the cool thing about kebabs. Make them the night before. You're fine, man. If you're going someplace, just keep them cold, but make them the night before, and you just pull them out and throw them on the grill. Because it's a little tedious making the thing. A lot of cut-up pieces and the skewer and stuff and whatever. But I want to touch on my marinated mushrooms on those. There's and I try to give cred where cred's due. There's a company out there called Polar, just like cold, P-O-L-A-R. I can't find them in stores, but I order them online. And they sell a marinated mushroom. And it is by far the best marinated mushroom I've ever had. And I would encourage you to look for those because they're big. There's about the size of a golf ball when they come in the jar, but the marinade they have on those things is it's a pickling.
And it's called Polar?
Polar, but it's just Polar marinated mushrooms. Hmm. And they come in a quart jar, right? So it's a good sized jar of them. But, man, are those things good. I order them six at a time, and they're so good I can eat them, like, right out of the jar like candy. But anyway, great, great addition to any skewer that you want out
and
there.
And I wonder how they marinate a mushroom because – They just float in whatever you put them in. They're really hard to marinate. You'd almost like to pressurize them or something.
Well, I don't know. They're just in a jar, man. But they're good. But
I suppose if they're canning them, there's a brine in there, and
it is sort of. Yeah, it's pickled, and there's onion in it, and peppers, and other spice. You know, when you get done with all the mushrooms out, there's a half inch of garlic and everything
pepper,
down in the bottom. Yeah.
Sure. Well, those are also great for Bloody Marys and martinis.
Well, yes, sir. I would agree with that. I would
so let's get on to the actual show plan. Smoked fresh tomato.
Why start now?
So get yourself a nice, big, fat, round, beautiful, locally grown tomato.
Need some more adjectives on that tomato, Bob.
Yeah, just I'm so in love with tomatoes. And wash it up nice and cut it in half side to side so that you have the stem on the bottom on one side and then the pointy end on the other side. And set them on your grill. And that'd be a great invention is to make a little wire rack to hold these because they do want to tip over. You got to find the right spot in your grill. But then pile some smoked cheese on them. I'm sorry, some blue cheese on them. And then just smoke that tomato for about 20 minutes at about 250. If you like blue cheese, you could use goat cheese or something if you don't like blue cheese.
Yep.
But the way I do it's with blue cheese. And I just basically bake that tomato with blue cheese on it. And that blue cheese, the top of it gets a little bit smoky colored. And then when you pull it off, just put some balsamic reduction on it and let it drip over the plate so you make a nice little design with it. And bring that out as an appetizer for your guests.
Listen to you being all plating food now. That's not your style.
Yes. No, it's a wonderful presentation.
Right.
And people think you really know your stuff.
Right. And that...
Even if you don't.
Balsamic reduction sounds swanky. It's not. Go to any store, and our friend from the Food Network, Rachel Ray, she makes a balsamic reduction.
$5.99.
Right. That's the super simple way. The right way to do it is to go to Old World Olive Company and buy balsamic and reduce it yourself because they've got a number of flavors of balsamic that you can't get in the store
I have a hard time reducing those fantastic balsamics. I'd rather buy the cheap stuff.
Right.
I don't know. There's something about putting that really good balsamic into a pan and boiling it down that just cries, don't do it.
Just concentrates the flavors is all it does. Makes it really good, even better.
Sweetens it up a little bit.
Right.
So roasted ripe tomatoes, what I do sometimes is, especially if we're doing big events and I'm going to fire up that big ship's hull smoker, I'm going to, hold on a minute.
You're going to taste another one of these power beers.
This shower beer.
Yeah.
Shower bee.
Right.
That's pretty good. Thanks, Sicilianos. Anyway, I'll cut a deal with a local vegetable guy, and when those tomatoes are getting so ripe nobody will buy them, they'll chuck them.
Right.
I'll buy up a big bag of them for $1. And I'll buy as many bags as I can if I know I'm firing up my smoker, and I will just throw those on the racks whole, and I'll smoke them for about 40 minutes.
Right.
You've got a roasted tomato now with a little smoky flavor.
Right, and those overripe ones, they're not rotten. That's not the ones you're picking up, but they're a little overripe.
And they're going to be overripe the second you throw them on the grill anyway.
That's right.
They shrink up and look nasty anyway. So,
right.
So just take advantage. Now, first of all, flavor-wise, the flavor is concentrated. The more it ripens, the just more and more flavor you get to it. Then when you roast it, it just enhances all that. And if you want to, you can put a little slice in it so it bleeds out a little bit.
Right.
Or you can leave it whole so that you can freeze them all in a slurry because they're fantastic for pasta sauce, salsa.
Maybe that's one of our secret ingredients in
chili.
Chili?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. Not a secret anymore. But they work wonderful, and that's how we always used to make our chili is with all those old vegetables.
Right. Yeah, old guy chili, right? But but I tell you what, the flavors are concentrated and it's good. I mean, it's just really good.
So how about fresh mushrooms on the grill?
You know what? I like the marinated ones. We already beat that one to death. But fresh ones are okay. I like big portobellos. And, you know, a portobello is the one that's about the size of a softball or sometimes even bigger.
And those are okay. You can get those anytime. But let's do morels.
Well, morels are only spring for 2 weeks and they're gone. I don't have any.
You don't have any?
No.
You don't even know what to do with them, do you?
What do you mean? Well, you can freeze dry them, but they're better fresh. But I don't have any this time of year.
You're sensitive about the morels.
But I'm not sensitive. I just don't have any. That's a 2-week cook,
man. I think you're holding out.
No, not doing that. But
I just wondered if you'd ever done morels.
Well, hell yeah.
How'd you do them?
All the time.
Tell these people. It's easy. They tuned in to listen to you for crying
what I
out
prefer
loud.
Them is fried in butter in a pan with a little bit of flour on
it. Oh, my gosh.
But you want just, see?
That's your cheating.
Well, I'm not cheating. I'm telling you how I like them. You asked, right? Jeez. Man, you pry it out of me, I tell you, and then you're like,
that's
well,
not the way to do it.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we're going to have Bob teach you how to cook a morel. Stick with us. We'll be back.